Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Ons kyk saam met Zanti Swanepoel. Kom ons gaan Gauteng toe. Hallo Zanti, hoe gaan dit daar?
Goeiemôre Brad en al die luisteraars. Weet jy wat, ek luister so vir jou. Dit gaan goed met my. Maar ja, dit is, we are living in very unpredictable times. But our God is not unpredictable.
Yeah.
He is a solid rock. He's a strong foundation. He is a strong tower to run into. And yeah, and that's part of my message this morning.
Well, then we won't stand in your way of sharing that beautiful message. Thanks for being with us, Auntie.
Oh, thank you, Brad. It's always lekker. Weet jy wat, Brad, as daar tyd was, nee, I always say God's word is so true. He's the way, he's the truth. And if we can just, I always wonder, no, I don't wonder, it is just our human nature. The Lord will use anything and everything. Not anything and everything is from him. He's not the author of killings and murders and evil. He's not the author of any of that. But he will use all of that to draw us to him, to save lives eternally. And that's my prayer for what's happening in the world today and all the wars and in Iran and everything is, Lord, would you draw them to you? Would this situation make them realize how fragile and how short life is, and that you would be there and that you would save them? This my grootste gebed, dat dit wat sleg is en dit wat gebeur en dit alles word in die Bybel vir ons vertel, dat dit gaan gebeur, maar dat die Here dit sal gebruik en dat hy mense na hom toe sal trek en wanneer hulle dalk in 'n oomblik fragile is en blootgestel is en dalk sterf, dat hulle ewige lewe nie mis nie. Dis my gebed vir oggend, maar ek wil vandag vir jou sê, partykeer moet dit met ons sleg gaan sodat ons uit, dat ons hardloop na God toe. Dit is jammer, maar dit is die waarheid. Maar ek wil vandag vir jou sê, mag ons onder leiding van die Heilige Gees leef. Julle, as daar 'n tyd was, dis altyd tyd, maar as daar 'n tyd was waar dit ons weer soos koue water in die gesig tref, dat lê ek my lewe neer en leef ek onder leiding van die Heilige Gees. Do I really surrender my life to the Holy Spirit? Ek wil vir jou vra, toe jy opgestaan het vanoggend, en dit was my vraag vir myself. When you got up this morning, did you give your day to the Lord? Saying, Lord, this is what I plan for my day. This is what my day looks like. This is what it has to look like because this is my life. But I ask you and I give you permission to interrupt my life. And if I shouldn't be somewhere or I should do something, that you will bring it to mind, that you will prompt my spirit, that you will help me. Please, Lord, here's my day. Because you see, Proverbs 16 verses 9 says, a man may plan his own course, but the Lord determines his steps. So wanneer laas het jy jou dagboek voor God gesit in jou stilte tyd en sê, Here, hierdie is wat ek en jy vandag moet doen. But I surrender this all to you. Please, go before me. Is dit nie mooi dat die Here sê, He'll go before for us in Deuteronomium 31 vers 8. Ek nou 'n tang daai vanoggend. It says, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. But when last did you give him your day and say, Lord, I speak your word back to you. I pray this over my day, that you would go before me, that you will not leave me or forsake me today, and that I will not be afraid or discouraged, even if this day looks like a huge mountain in front of me. You see, we have to walk by the Spirit. In Galatians 5, verse 16, it says, so I say, walk by the Spirit. How do you walk by the Spirit? It's by surrendering and co-laboring, saying, Holy Spirit, this is what I need to do. But please, protect me, help me, give me favor. Help me not to come into temptation today. Lord, may this day be fruitful, and may you get the honor for this day. But you see, we get up in the morning, first thing is we check social media or WhatsApps or emails or X or whatever, and then we go on with our day. And it's Martin Luther King, I think, that said, if I have a lot to do today, I pray an hour before I start my day. And if I really have a lot to do and my schedule is packed, and I am challenged by the day, I pray 4 hours before I start my day. But we seem to just skip that. And I want to challenge you. And you know, Brad, I always talk to myself first. Mm-hmm. Anything else. So this for me also is, we cannot afford that in today's day. The dangers are out there. The Lord says they're there. So we need to be shielded. We need to have our armor on and our shield, our sword in our hand. That's the only weapon we have in the armor of God that is that the unfallende weapon is. So the word of God is what I fight with. Maar ek wil vandag vir jou 'n storie vertel, en ag, weet jy wat, dit het my sommer net laat dink, is 'n vriendin van my wat so rukkie terug ry sy vroegie oggend werk toe en sy gooi brandstof in. En toe sy wil betaal, toe die bly haar kaartjie decline. Nou ek het in my gebeur het al met almal van ons gebeur. Maar dit is so frustrasie want sy's laat vir werk en die kaartjie bly decline. En langs toe die kort, spandeer sy omtrent 'n halfuur na 40 minute vir hulle net om hierdie kaartjie van haar uit te sorteer. Want dis dit nou 'n werkskaartjie en daar's nie geld oorgeplaas nie, langs toe die hulle kry dit uitgesorteer. Toe die brandstof nou betaal is en sy wil haar motor aansit, toe wil hierdie kar nie vat nie. A car doesn't want to start. It's never done it. There's nothing wrong with this car. But now all of a sudden it doesn't want to start. So you can hear it's the battery. But I mean the battery, there was nothing wrong with the battery that morning. Long story short, they get somebody else there to help and they jumpstart the car. She went in to quickly put petrol in her car, which should take 15 minutes max. An hour later, she drives out of that place. But before she does, and she's extremely frustrated and near to tears because now she's very late for work. The petrol jochie kyk haar so and he says one thing that she says stayed with her for the rest of her life. I say for, weet jy wat mevrou? Die Here wou jou vandag 'n bietjie langer by ons hou, want ons weet nie wat daar buite gebeur nie. Gaan dit weer vir jou sê. Mevrou, die Here wou jou vandag 'n bietjie langer by ons hou, want ons weet nie wat gebeur daar buite nie. The second story I want to tell you is, this, if we live under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and we trust the Lord's word, and we pray it. Ons weet nie wat vir my vriendin daai dag beplan was nie. Ek sê altyd as ons bid en ons vra die Here om ons te beskerm, we don't see what he protects us against. Daai dag was vir so 'n frustrasie, maar ons weet nie of daar dalk 'n motorongeluk beplan was vir daai dag nie. En dat daai tyd wat sy in die vulstasie spandeer het, haar lewe gered het. Unfortunately, we can't see, but we know that God knows. And when he says he'll go before us, he will. And if he says he'll protect us, he will. But we have to understand that when we give that to him, we can't get frustrated by our circumstances because God is ultimately in control. So hierdie man bly in New York en hy het maande gespaar vir 'n paar Italiaanse leerskoene. En it said that months and months went by, and then eventually he had saved up enough and he bought this pair of shoes from Italy, and the shoes arrived and he put these shoes on and they were just brand spanking new, beautiful. It was this Italian leather and I was net switch off and saying he was gonna. But to go to his workplace in New York, he has to take a bus, take a train and walk. So as he was walking, hierdie skoene het hom begin druk. En dit was 'n seer storie. But now it saved a lot of money. It was imported. So I hou uit. Does the train, does the bus, and when he starts walking to his office, hy kan nie. Dit is net te seer, sy voete het blase. Ons almal het al so gevoel. Maar hy druk deur. Eventueel kan hy nie meer nie, en hy hardloop gou by 'n apteek in. And he asks someone just to help him quickly, and they take off the shoes, and hulle help hom met die blase, en hulle verbind sy tone. Sit wakker weer sy skoene aan, hy het niks anders nie. Hy het soveel pyn, hy kry omtrent nie geloop nie. En toe hy so by die apteek se deur uitloop, op pad na sy kantoor toe, en sy kantoor is in die Twin Towers, toe sien hy die eerste vliegtuig, wat Twin Towers vasvlieg. And that day, those shoes that hurt him saved his life. And God ordained it that way, because those shoes could have come to his door any day, but it came on that day. He put it on, and he didn't push through. He went to the chemist just to get his feet sorted. But if we really trust the Lord and we live under his guidance, then we are in the safest place we can ever be. Die veiligste plek is in God se wil, julle. Nie waar jy bly nie, in God se wil. So dis my gebed vir my en jou. That like Psalm 91 verses 3 says, God will save us from hidden dangers and from deadly diseases. That day, the Lord saved this man from hidden danger. And he will do the same for me and for you. He will keep us from harm. He will watch over us, and he will go before us. If we surrender our life and our daily schedule to him, so that he can interrupt it with our permission. Amen and amen.
And a massive thanks to Zanti Swanepoel. Dankie, Zanti, for your prach story. As always, just so that you know, that podcast later available for you on Cape Pulpit's website, capepulpit.co.za. Click on podcast and you'll find it there. And a massive thanks to you, Zanti. Mag het goed gaan. Geniet het daar in Gauteng, tot ons weer saam kuier.
Bye, dankie, julle tata.
Thanks, Zanti.
Get up and go on bite.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.